Oh, you know it's off the chain.
Bam, bam, we are back. Another Off the Change podcast episode. We have missed you. We have missed you lots. We are back. We'll be back for at least the next 4 weeks before we have any type of break. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, it's your boy, comedian Off the Change, Steph Sanders, and I have my beautiful, dynamic, lovely, talented co-host, Miss Christy Nong, in the building with the Asian Pippi Longstocking look today. What's going on, Miss? Are you anime? Is this the anime look?
I don't know. I like to say maybe it's the porn star look.
Ooh, the porn star. I like that. You know. So you like to wear the school, the little checkered skirt with the thing things, and then that's how your porn star is?
No. I mean I could do that, you know, if that's
you
that,
be,
if that's
whatever they want you to be. Yeah. I like
right,
that.
Right. If that's what the fantasy is today.
You are dynamic. You are dynamic. Yeah. So off the change moments, a couple of them. Off the change moments this week. So first of all, rest in peace, rest in heaven, DMX. This is someone I grew up on and grew up with.
Right.
So this one hurt bad. This one hurt because I kept wanting him to fight through this. And after knowing the story of how he got addicted to drugs,
right,
where a friend tricked him, if you don't know it, you
so sad.
Whatnot. A friend tricked him, thought it was weed, and he got addicted to crack cocaine. This struggle is real. And for people to think it's easy to kick, this is an illness. That's something that inevitably took his life. But I'm really, really today, like, man, this is. But so we got a tribute to him, you know, listen to DMX tributes, please, all his music, everything you can, because this man was a generation, a generational talent, and did a lot of things for us. So that's off the change moment number one. Off the change moment number two. Everybody has spent their stimulus and there's no more IG photos of anything, buying anybody anything. My question is, buying anything, doing anything. My question is, what do people do after this stimulus check is over? That's it. After the handout, anybody buying that? So anyway, I want everybody to go listen to the Wall Street Trapper. Go IG him. It's called the Wall Street Trapper. Go watch, go listen. This brother will show you how to turn your money. We've been talking about it all the time. You can take that money and spend it. You can take that money and invest it, and you spend the dividends, and then you always have money. But anyway, we're going to talk about that later. We have somebody today, special guest, Christy. So we started comedy. I've been doing comedy 14 years with my four and a half year break. And this young lady, when I started comedy, was already established, was already doing great things. But you hear her name, and it was everybody was like the one of the funniest comedians out. And then unfortunately, they were saying the funniest female comedian out, right?
Oh, that's what's up.
Right, but she's one of the funniest people out. You know, and it wasn't in a slight back then or anything, but we know now that's not what you say, basically.
Right.
But anyway, she's out of the Bay Area. One of the most dynamic persons and personalities you ever meet in your life. And the most talented persons, one of the most talented in every way, in a lot of ways. And we'll let her talk about that. But Miss Shay Sugar in the building. How you doing, Shay? God.
Welcome, Shay.
Honey, you are too kind. Oh, my God.
Well, you got to know how people... Hey, I'm into giving people roses while they're alive.
Text me your Cash App.
I do Venmo, but it's okay.
Your Venmo then, honey.
Cash App be frauding people. Cash App done took everything.
Ooh, everybody. All right.
So, Shay, welcome to Off the Change.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. So, we're going to start right off. Look, we're going to start right off and get right in. How long you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy since 2005, May 5th, 2005. So, what is that? 5, 10, 15, 16 years. 20.
Wow.
It's coming up. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. You started on Cinco de Mayo.
Woo!
Yeah.
Have a drink or two on that day.
That's it's exactly interesting. May 5th, 2015. So now your journey, we've been talking about women and women and bosses, women being empowering, women being leaders and so forth. So you're one of the few comedians that they come see and that everybody has down on their list of top and short list of top three in the Bay Area. So what is that? How has your journey been different than, say, a male comedian, or that you feel like you may not get shows or get shows because of who you are and your gender and so forth?
I don't have the answer for that. I don't understand why, but it is true. Like female comedians, like we are basically looked over. And sometimes I think, like, even with tours and stuff, guys don't like to deal with females because they can be, you know, needy, and we're female, so we need help. We get emotional. We might, you know, be, I don't know, like whatever, but we're a lot of work. We are a lot of work. And sometimes, excuse me, sometimes they don't like to bring females in either because, you know, that can go into some sexual harassment type of thing, or, you know how guys are.
Yeah.
And then a lot of guys, they do extra stuff sometimes when they're on the road, like the married ones, you know. It could be this, and I'm not talking about the ones in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
they're good guys, but you know, just say like the, you know, the other ones.
Yeah, I get it.
And you know, they go on the road, and then they do their thing. But guys understand each other. Women will be like, "No, he didn't take that girl in that room, and he got a whole wife at home." And no, he, you know, we don't, we're just not down for it. So I think you guys like to stick together because you understand each other, and y'all just like the click. So when it comes to a female, comedians, you know, we're protected, kind of. They kind of protect us, but then again neglect us at the same time.
That's real interesting, because, you know, for myself, like, even in life, I don't like being around a whole bunch of men. You know, I like, because I like some softness around me. I like to look at some things. And plus, just that dimension of, I've always known my mom was the smartest person in the room. So I know that women are smarter than us. They grow up faster than us. They're more mature than us. And every good man grows up to a woman. So I always have a different perspective in the saying that we got to have some women around this, because that's what it is. So I've already gravitated to, like, Coco Brown's one of my best friends. Ali Wong.
Love her.
And so, you know, I was with Ali Wong when she started, one of my best friends. So I gravitate to women. You are somebody I gravitated to, and I like women. Leslie Jones, I've toured with for years. And
really?
So Leslie Jones.
What's up?
I remember, so Leslie Jones, and I could tell the story because that's my girl. I remember Leslie Jones was going to quit comedy. I had to talk her off the ledge, quitting comedy, because we had the Comedy Store. And she didn't get a particular, she did not get a particular date or audition. She didn't make it. And they told her at that time is because basically she's not comely, not good to look at. And she was so distraught. It was like, I cannot believe, you know, they call me ugly, but I am, I'm ugly, I'm this and the third. And I had to say, Leslie, it's not about, you know.
She said she couldn't believe they called her ugly?
Yeah, at first, anyway.
She didn't believe it?
Anyway, listen, she believed it after she thought about it, because she was like, okay, I am kind of not cute. But I tried to make her feel like, look, it is not about your looks.
I just think she's handsome.
Strong, handsome. Strongly handsome.
She's a handsome little girl.
You know Leslie Jones is, Christy?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Leslie Jones is... Leslie Jones, I mean, you know, I'm very happy for her, of course, but she ain't the nicest Skittle in the bag now.
She's not. So this is what I'm telling you. The story goes...
With her
talk
musk,
off the ledge. Yeah. Talk off the. She said, "Why don't you know black men don't like me?" Blah blah blah. All these. So I've had to talk to the ledge many nights, but that's my girl. But anyway, hilarious story. Anyway, funny. So anyway, Shay.
Yes. So
how does being a woman dictate what you talk about on stage? Your material. Do you feel like you can't talk about everything? Do you feel like you have to hold some things back, or do you feel like you have to maybe talk about some things males want to hear?
Yeah, you definitely have to stroke that. Me, I don't, you know, that's probably why I have not totally like just blown up, and, you know, because I don't follow the rules. I just be myself.
That's what I liked about you, though. That's what I loved about you, your material.
Thank you. I just do me, and I just enjoy it. And if something happens, like I get discovered or whatever, that would be a plus. But in the meantime, I just do me. And I don't really care what people think. I just tell it like I tell it. And this time I've gotten on stage and wasn't funny. Like, get up there and I'm like, I'm about to murder this building, you know. And I get up and I'm coming strong with my stuff. And I'm like, y'all ain't laughing. This is funny.
But I love that you said, you know, just being yourself. I feel like sometimes that's somebody's best asset.
Yep.
Is being yourself.
And just tell the truth.
But you know what was funny as comedians, and I've just learned this in the past maybe 3 years, we chase the money instead of the passion after we chase the passion at first. We begin, we have to always remember we got on stage for free because we love making people laugh or what we want to have a talent and something to say. Then we get into this mode of listening to other comedians, and then we got to chase the dream, right?
Yeah.
We get out of ourselves, and you do this 10, 15 years, and you end up unhappy as hell because you're not doing what you want to say on stage, but you was doing it for this other thing and didn't blow up yet. And now you're like in this place where like, man, I got to go back to just loving what I do. Like she said, she loves what she does. And if it happens, it happens. And that's what we got to have. Because now there are no rules. It wasn't before, but now they really are on rules. You can think one day this dude is hot. Okay, let me go do some material like them. The next day they're like looking for something totally different. So you know, you just gotta do your thing and hope they're looking for you at one time and it hit. Mm-hmm. I remember Chris Rock told me, "You're not funny until the right white motherfucker tell you you're funny." And so, he said, "Just do your thing until that right white motherfucker say it or not." But now with the advent of social media, Michael Blackson said the other day, "There's no Hollywood is not making stars. Social media is making stars." And so you just have your presence and do your thing. So with that being said, Shay, I know you do a lot of Shay does a lot of characters. So do you do a lot more of those characters on social media and TikTok? And what's been that journey?
Yeah. So, you know, I started off doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And I love doing stuff for fun. And then all these rules came in where you got to post something every Tuesday at certain such time and all that. And I started trying to do that. And then I just lost interest. And, you know, it's a lot putting on all that makeup and the characters, my wigs, you know, I write a script and I do all that because I work a full-time job, take care of my mom and our dad and my kids. And I do so much. And then when I get pressured to do something, I lose that mojo. Like, I'm like, you know, and they're like, it's time to upload another video. It's too much pressure. Okay, I will. Leave me alone. Yeah. You know, so it's like, I know I need to. And the good thing is, you know, you're blessing people who come on to last, especially when they're going through stuff these day and time, you know, so I feel like, you know, I should just for that reason. But every now and then I just get this brain freeze where I can't even think of nothing to create.
Yeah. Because you're being pressured.
And then you got to do stuff right on time. Like the verses with Ronald Isley and what you call Sonny. They had videos going up that night and memes going up that night. I just don't have that type of time. And I do need to make that time, but I'm not the one. I should be, but I don't chase money. You know what I mean? That doesn't move me. And it really
good
should.
For you.
It really should per my bills. the collectors that's calling, like, you might want to try to. Yeah.
But to that point, though, it's not really chasing money; it's chasing possible money. And if you do all of that and then don't get it, you're like, I'm tired. Why am I doing this anyway? I'm this out of my character, because that's like me. I was doing a lot of TikTok videos because I was actually a TikTok representative. I was in TikTok commercials before it got hot. And so I didn't even know what TikTok was and did the commercials. It got hot and I was like, wow. And so they had the TikTok producers were like, and direct, you got to, because you're the spokesperson, you got to do these videos every so often. COVID hit. I was doing the videos. I was doing them. But I was getting in my inbox, I'm getting 13, 14 year old girls and 15. You know, that's TikTok. That's who watches TikTok. And I was like, I don't need y'all as my fans. Y'all can't come to the show. And I don't need these issues. I don't need these problems. I don't need these problems. So it wasn't something that even, so I had to tell them that's not my thing. That's not my lane. So, you know, more, I'm Facebook. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying?
It's the demographics.
You should have came on your TikTok in your drawers. Then they would have known. That's Uncle.
And what she is referring to, ladies and gentlemen, one night in I used to have a room Wednesday nights. I remember in Wednesday nights in the Bay Area, Jeffrey's, wasn't it Jeffrey's? We were doing that. Jeffrey's Lounge, and very famous. We were doing this room, great everything. And one night I had the audacity. I don't know what I was thinking. The mitigated gall. I came out there in my drawers, socks, and shoes.
The drawers, though?
Drawers, socks, and shoes. Somebody has this video somewhere. My sister got it. She was there that night. And my godmama was there.
You're going to have to hit your sister up.
Honey, and he had the coldest pimp walk.
You came up swagging on that stage with something swinging.
Literally.
Swagging and swinging.
So yeah. Anyway, she has seen me in my most vulnerable state. That's all I'm trying to say.
It was hilarious.
So Shay, what you doing now? What do you like outside of comedy? What do you do? What's your passions and what's your love outside of comedy?
I am a hairstylist and makeup artist.
That's what's up.
And I've been doing that since 1995. Wow. I used to manage MAC Cosmetics, and from there I started doing this independent makeup. And mostly I just do hair. I'm a hairstylist and barber. And I taught at Moeller Barber College as a barber instructor with John Austin, the comedian. He got me on. And that was so fun. And then they fired me. But anyway, so I'm just doing hair.
But you know what? But see, that's why you so put together, because I was like, ooh, her braids is cute, her face is cute.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
She got to go. She came on. I was like, oh, okay, Shay.
Shay, keep it together. Hey, Shay, go on in the heels, and the heels is my weakness, and she always got them on. Mm-hmm. I'd be, woo, Shay Sugar. And got there to be funny too, talented too. That's it put it together.
But she I thought you would get ready to say, and got the nerves to be in them heels and got the nerves to be pigeon-toed and not needed.
Hey, but you know what? Back in the day, we liked them girls because we was told the myth was they had good nunu. So we see?
Okay.
Yeah, you pigeon-toed, not need, you had good nunu. So outside of hairstyling, so you said you have kids. What's your favorite hobbies? What do you like to do? What does Shay like to do in that off time of all of that?
I love nature. So I love the water. I love to swim. Even though I can't swim well, I just love being in the water. I'm a floater. Right. I love to float.
I love it.
And I love to be outside. I love the sun. I just love outside. I'm an outside girl. Like, I love hiking.
I like you from the jump.
I love the sun.
Chrissy, you an outside girl too?
I'm an outside girl too.
I'm learning more about you. Yeah.
I love outside. And I love the sun. You know, I like to get in the water and open my eyes and the sun just beaming on me. I feel like that's God. Like, I'm like, good morning, Jesus.
Everybody likes the sun except white people. The sun hates white people. That's why they be 32 looking 60. You're 30. Ask your white friends. Any of your white friends, you don't know their age. You think they're young as you, they are, but they like looking 72. The sun hates them. Anyway.
Not my white friends though, but they're rich. So they get them.
Yeah, they got fillers. They get that.
They got it going
done.
On. They got it going on. Yeah. The sun is so wonderful. I love nature. I love people. I love simple things. You know, a lot of people be thinking I'm like a diva, and you know, they like, oh, but girl, you just be dressed. Every time I see you got something new, I'm like, I got it from Target. Like, I'm not that girl.
Did learn that. Shay is the most down to earth. She's very down to earth.
I got this jacket from Target. Like, I love Target.
But it looks so great and so put together.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
I'm not a fashionista. You know, I like comfort.
Yeah, me too. I'm all down for comfort, especially now that I'm 52 years old. I'm all about comfort.
Wow.
Ooh, look at
52, Shay.
Wouldn't even know that.
Yeah, I turned 52 February 28th.
Looking good. Look at all the change over here.
Thank you so much. I got swag too. You know, that helps.
All right, Shay, I got a game for you called This or That. This or that.
Yeah,
first thing come to your head, you just say this or that. Don't think about it. I'm saying two things. You say an answer to it, all right?
Okay.
All right, we make it easy at first. Biggie or Pac?
Pac.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Strip clubs or OnlyFans?
Strip clubs.
The club or date night?
Date night.
Brandy or Monica?
I mean, Brandy.
80s or 90s?
80s.
New Jack City or Boys in the Hood?
New Jack City.
Coming to America or Friday?
Coming to America.
Sushi or Chinese?
Sushi.
Temptations or Five Heartbeats?
Five Heartbeats.
Steak or pork chops?
Neither.
Seafood or soul food?
Seafood.
City or country?
Country.
Rap or R&B?
Rap.
UFC or boxing?
Boxing.
Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Vodka or tequila?
Vodka.
Bad Boys or Death Row?
Oh, I thought you meant Bad Boys in general. Bad Boys.
Text or phone or call?
Text.
Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Fish or chicken?
Fish.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
Sweats or sneakers?
Sweats.
Sex in the afternoon or night?
Ooh. All night. Night.
Walmart or Target?
Target.
All right. Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
And En Vogue or Destiny's Child?
Destiny's Child.
And last one, Different World or Living Single?
Living single.
All right, all right. Off Woo! The chain. Thank you. That was
That's
cool.
That's fun, but I hate this or that. I just want to give my explanation. You know,
right.
What explanation did you want to give for which one? Sex in the afternoon or evening? Which one?
Yeah, sex in the afternoon, sex at night. Because then if it's real, real, really good, you're going to be sleepy so that you can go to bed.
Man.
And then,
right.
Yeah.
It'd be so good.
But if it's that good, you want it in the morning and afternoon, right? Like Christy. Yeah. Christy's a freak.
You still need a night.
I'm just downright greedy.
But you know, night, when I think night, I'm thinking as soon as it's dark. So maybe 7 o'clock all the way up until 3 in the morning, it's still dark. That's night. Like you can go all night, then sleep all day.
Okay.
Oh, look at her. She said sleep all day.
Sleep. Okay. Two things I want to ask you about right now. Just give me your first impression. Deshaun Watson situation right now. What you think?
I'm shamed to not even know who you're talking about.
Oh my goodness. So Deshaun Watson was an NFL quarterback for Houston Texans. He said he wasn't playing for the Houston Texans this year. Well, top 5 quarterback in the league. Black quarterback. He said he wasn't playing. 3 times he told him, I'm not playing for you. I want to be traded. Because their owner was a Trump supporter. The last time they asked him, he said no. That was a Wednesday. On Friday, he had 14 allegations of sexual misconduct against him by 14 massage therapists. Yep. And by the next Monday, he had 21. So currently he has 24. So my thing is, if you remember, Monday, Wednesday of the week, Bill Cosby announced he was going to buy NBC. By the next Wednesday, he had allegations. And by the next 90 days, he had criminal charges. And then 6 months later, he in jail. So, you know, Deshaun. But anyway, I can't believe you don't know about Deshaun Watson.
I don't follow sports, and I should, especially as a comedian. There's a lot of things I should do that I don't because I just be so engaged and stuff.
Megan and Prince Harry, Prince Charles. Which one he met? Prince Harry.
What about him?
What's your first impressions? They came here. Did you see the interview?
Yeah, they're in love. They love each other, and they just, you know, they signed up for this.
Would you date a white man?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Have you dated anything other than black, Shay?
You know, I started talking to a Latino guy on the phone, and he got caught in a lie.
Oh.
And I feel like if you're anything other than a black man talking to me, you should treat me like I'm Jesus' daughter. Like,
so you can't lie to me. So don't never lie to me, right? Right.
You can't get away with nothing if you're not a brother. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
You know, I really don't do light skin. So I'm just attracted to darker skin anyway. So when it comes to white guys, I think they're hot. You know, I like to flirt with them. You know, flirt, but you know, I just I already don't have a top lip. Like I need some lips. I need
Christy. All right. Three stories. Three persons. Favorite male comedian you performed with that you love performing with, ever.
Ooh, Steph Sanders.
Ooh, look at that! She had to throw you in there.
Yeah, that you know she want me to turn red. She want me to blush. Favorite female comedian.
That's because she saw you in your drawers. She's like, yeah, that's the one.
And she hoping I take them off again. Favorite female comedian.
Lunell Campbell.
Okay. Worst female you perform, worst comedian you perform with, and we're in the crazy story.
Cheryl Uglywood.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
Oh, I got a story for that. She was the host I did BET. Yep, we did a show. She met Wesley Snipes, but go ahead.
Right. Cheryl Uglywood.
What happened?
Cheryl Uglywood. So Tommy Tees had booked me to feature for her.
Yeah.
So when she found out it was a female feature, she was asking about me. And then she said, I want to talk to her before the show. So they called and said, Shay, can you get in early? Because Cheryl want to talk to you before the show. I said, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. So I get there and I'm like, hi, how you doing? She was like, yeah, you have a card? I said, yes, there's my card. And she's like, you look familiar. I said, I met you a long time ago at Pepper Belly's in Fairfield. And she was like, Pepper Belly's in Fairfield. And her hairstylist was an assistant was sitting there like looking like nervous. So I'm like, am I on candy camera? They like, what's this energy going? So she said, oh, Pepper Belly. I said, yeah. She said, did you perform that night? I don't remember that. I said, no, I'm a makeup artist and I was there to do your makeup. But when and before I could finish, you like, makeup artist, why would you be doing my makeup? I don't know you. I wouldn't mean it. I said, because I said, do you know Nicole Dizar? She said, yeah. I said, she had called you and said that I could do your makeup, and I showed her and your makeup was already done. And I told you that I had just started doing comedy, and you said, are you funny? Because pretty girls are not funny. And I said, you're pretty and you're funny. And that's what I told her. I said, you're pretty and you're fine. I was lying, but I said,
but you had to say it, right.
Yeah. And then she says, I would never say no shit like that. And you sure ain't all that. I said, wow. Is this a joke?
Okay.
And she was like, and who paying you tonight? Because I damn sure ain't.
I said, wow.
And that's why, women like that make it hard for other women. Because, like men, like they get together and it's cool. They can talk shit and it's all good. With women, they, you know, if they step on you, they're going to just keep stepping on you.
Yeah.
And oh, she's make sure cold. You stay there. She's cold.
Yeah. So wow.
My lip is trembling. It's like nervous. Like I'm shaking.
Yeah.
And she, and I said, Tommy Cheese. I said, what is this all about? And she was like, anyway, girl, how you want to go up? I said, you know what? I'm not going up. And she was like, what? I said, I'm not going up. She said, no, I'm letting you headline. You going to headline. I said, why would you do that? Because it's my show and I can do what I want to do. Uh-oh. I said, well, you do what you want to do, but I'm not going to be on your show today. I said, you just messed that up. I said, you just set me up to go up there and bomb because my energy is bad right now. I said, the only way I'm going to be funny is if I get on stage and talk about the exact thing that just happened. Like, I'll get up there and talk about what just went down. I said, so I'm just not, I'm cool.
Wow.
Like, you're going up. So I said, give me my card back. And she was like, she took the card. She was like this. You're going up. And I stepped to her. I said, Cheryl, give me my card back. And she handed me my card because I was getting ready to windmill.
You about to East Oakland, West Point, with everything on her.
Richmond, California.
She knew. So,
I was so upset. So I just left out trembling. And I had so many friends and family that came. Uh-huh. So as soon as I came out, it was showtime. So she had to go get on stage. And Kirk McHenry was on with her. So she went and got on stage. She said, this girl named Shay Sugar, whoever, she was supposed to come up. But she had to go pick her kids up from East Oakland and get a bag of weed. Like, she made like a funny.
Funny, right.
Everybody started laughing. And I went so then her assistant came. She said, I am so sorry. She said, but she does that to all the females. She's intimidated by women. She said, if I would have said something, that might have caused my job. So I'm so sorry, but that's what she does. I said, well, you just tell her that she's lucky that I wasn't in there with like one of my cousins who is from Richmond. She would have really got her ass
lost an eardrum.
A whole eardrum. And Tommy T called me the next day. He was like, Shay, what happened? I'm so upset with you. I said, I didn't even do nothing, Tommy. He said, that's my point. That's Cheryl Underwood. If you would have slapped the shit out of her and had somebody catch her on video, you would have went viral by the next day. So now you tell me.
That is hilarious. Right.
You know, I would have got Rick Money on her ass.
Wow.
That girl is mean. Wow. She looks, I think she looked better than she'd ever have lately. I've seen her. But she even set up the Queens of Comedy, lied on them.
Oh, I know. I know all about me, I know all about that story. That's one of
the makeup
stories.
Like, messy. She messy.
And she makes up, she's a sociopath. And even her assistant said that. She's a sociopath.
Wow.
And it's for real. And people think she might be lying about the story she tell, like about her sister and her husband dying and stuff like
commit suicide. Right. Yeah.
Might not be true.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Shay, I'm sorry that happened to you. Well, I'm glad. Okay. I'm glad you still kicking, still doing your thing. Where you at next?
Next, I will be waiting on another day from Tommy T's. I just did Tommy T's with Tommy Davidson. We had six shows.
I saw that.
It was really good.
I saw that.
Very, very good. Ooh. We had a good time. So I'm just waiting on Tommy T's. It's not a lot of clubs to wait on around here.
You're especially right.
As of lately, but.
All my days just not coming back. So you're right. I just did Thursday. I have a headline tonight. in SAC, but yeah, they just all coming back.
Good for you. I was just at Union in SAC, and that was very in Roseville.
Yeah,
that was really fun. That's a cool little venue.
Good,
I did like that one.
So we got a question for you. We ask everybody this question. Christy, Miss Christy Nong, I let her take it from here. We are foodies. We big foodies on this show. So go ahead, Christy.
All right, Shay. If you can invite three people to dinner, who would they be and what would you be serving them? And these three people could be anybody you want.
Dead or alive.
We want to know what you'd be serving. It ain't got to be something you cook.
And we give you a minute to think. And while Shay is thinking about that, remember, please email us at offthechange@gmail.com. That's offdachange@gmail.com. Also, check us out on IG, offthechange_show. On Twitter, offthechangepod1. And on Facebook, Off the Change. I am Steph Sanders, Christy Nong, Foodie Nong, MK Nong, and Lumpia Queen in the building. So please check us out at Sirius Production and Sharon Smith as well. All right, Shay, you ready?
Yes, you guys are amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
I would invite Beyonce.
Okay.
Ooh. Her mama, Tina.
Okay.
All right.
And Taraji.
Oh, okay. And what you serving? It ain't got to be nothing you cook. It can be anything.
Mm-hmm. I would cook fried fish, candy yams, macaroni and cheese, collard greens.
Ooh.
I would make a peach cobbler and have my special famous Kool-Aid.
Christy, we going over there.
We're crashing that one.
Me and Christy Nong are crashing that one. Shay, thank you so much for joining us today Off the Chain. Please tell the people where they can find you. Give them your IG handles, social media handles. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay, you guys can find me on Instagram under Comedian Shay Sugar, and it's Shay, S-H-E-A, Sugar without the R, S-U-G-A, Shay Sugar. Comedian Shay Sugar on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook.
Right on. Thank you so much for joining Off the Change today. Thank you so much, segment one. Hey, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. I may have some shows coming up that I'm producing, and I want you on them.
Oh, you know it's off the change.
It's Talib Kweli. Okay.
I'm glad you know that. Bam, we are back. Thank you very much for our sponsors. We thank you and appreciate them each and every week. We're back Off the Change from our little break, our little hiatus, a spring break. I got to go to Vegas and do everything that stays there. I went to Walgreens a lot. Don't ask. Anyway, we have some great, we keeping up with our bosses, our women bosses this month, next month, and we're doing this all year. And we have a kind of success hits differently segment. That means everybody tries this traditional role, that American dream is not for everybody, not for most of us, actually, if you look at the color of them. Anyway, we're not going to go there. So now we got some bosses in the house, and Christy, I'll let them introduce them because it's like your group from your teens, right? Y'all was an R&B group.
That's my family right there. Yo, hey, don't play. We was in Dinker Hall.
Hey, Christy sang at the state fair back in the days.
The Asian in Vogue.
She's a Beyonce of the group.
Yeah. We're the backup dancers.
And my co-host got some fine friends, y'all. Keep looking at these episodes because Lord have mercy.
It's I'm
the only single one, though. So, write that down. Let me see your application and credit score.
After this one, Nae-Nae.
I need a credit score.
You need a high credit score.
Yeah, you know what's decent. Was not.
Yeah. It hit different after COVID. We need somebody that can get you out of these COVID bills. So go ahead, Chris.
Exactly. All right, so we got some really special ladies. They mean a lot to me. So I not only do I have my sister on the line, but I got my other two sisters from another mister though. So we got Ruth DeCastro in the house. We got Naomi in the house. We got Mindy in the house. I'm going to let these beautiful women introduce themselves and tell you about what it is that they do. And, we're going to keep it simple for now, and then we're going to dive deeper. But y'all can hear about their journey to success because, that traditional road ain't for everybody. So you do what works for you. And these ladies are going to tell you about their journey, and it's going to be funny. We got a bunch of dirt on each other. We got special nicknames. We went to Vegas together. That said, I'm going to let you start, Ruth. Go ahead.
I like this episode.
Racist Ruth. Come on, racist Ruth.
Wow. Okay. Black baby in the house. Okay.
See? You see? I was waiting for it. Okay.
Wow.
That's one.
So my name is Ruth. I work for a Fortune 500 company managing data, servers, report automation, and big data analysis.
That's your day job.
Very. Yes. I know everything. Data doesn't lie. That's what I like about it.
I see.
They don't talk back.
Numbers don't lie either.
You are beautiful in IT. I see. We need to be on Quickful, In Vogue, Hustler. You need to be in something. The computer. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead, Mindy.
All right. My name is Mindy Bills. I'm an office manager. I work for J.D. Merritt & Company. They are an investment banking company. So you trying to sell your business?
Christy, this is your sister?
This is my blood.
I can't wait to get some dirt. Right? I can't wait to get some dirt. Hey, Mindy. Are you as freaky as your sister? Your sister's a freak. Did you know this?
Oh my God.
Anime
who was in car shows during high school, Mindy?
Let's just say this. I started young.
Wow.
Mm. I like that. Hey, what was that group? Playmate? Remember Playmate?
No, I never. What's that?
together a whole PowerPoint on anal sex. So.
Yeah, y'all even had that like bunny. What was that sign you guys were really throwing around in high school?
What are you talking about?
Nene got amnesia. Nene got amnesia.
I just, you know, just need a reminder. It may or may not have been a thing.
What had happened was
for a long time.
Go ahead. All right, yeah. Nene. Last
right,
but not
go
least.
Ahead, Nene.
So this sorry. Oh, is it? Oh my God. All right, I'm Naomi, everyone. I actually am a operations manager at Amazon. So my background was mainly in procurement and global supply chain. So I made the switch into operations last year. So I've been with them for a couple of years now.
Nice. Procurement. Whenever I hear the word procurement, that means you got some stuff that other people couldn't get for people, right?
Yeah. And
yeah, like
right.
And yeah. Got it first. And like what, Ruth? What did you say? I got,
well, like in high school, you would get things first when we needed it.
That's right. With or without all the money necessary. I procured and acquired some things from my friends.
I love it.
All right, go ahead, Christy. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, ladies. So ladies, I want you to tell me about what it took to get to where you are now.
Being right. A
what,
woman.
What detours did you have?
In this crazy world.
What tribulations did you have? And think about it. Sometimes the field that you have chosen may be a not a female driven sector, right? So you might have some challenges along the way because of that. Now talk about being a woman in your industry and then what it took you to get there.
And being pretty, because I know you get some discriminating, you get some haters being pretty.
Oh, you know, yeah. Always, but we got to keep the haters busy.
It's mainly about my hair because, you know, I'm black and it's long and it's curly.
But you're black and what? So and then you're black. Mixed with what?
I'm mixed with Filipino. So yes, I got Lord. A little bit of Ruth.
Yes, Filipino. I love them.
It's a lot of crazy. It's a lot
of
crazy.
I know it.
But a lot of crazy.
Loopy and collard greens together.
Loopy and like collard it. Greens with ham hocks.
With ham hocks. Come on. Nene, I feel you. I feel you got the lechon and chitlins. I feel you.
Oh, there you go.
That's what we do.
Come on. All right, so tell us your journey. Tell us what was different. Why was it different for you? And what would you, I know you wouldn't change anything, but what did you go through that you're like, I know I'm going through this as a woman because I'm a woman?
Yeah, oh, anybody can start.
I change a lot, but I think because it got me to where I am, I probably looking back wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
I left after high school, I joined the Army, and I didn't join because I just love the military. I joined because. Yeah. I didn't want to be home. I was that kid. I was a rebellious kid and I didn't see the plan that I had for myself, but I wanted to leave. And then I ended up loving the military. So it was different. I was hard headed. If you told me you can't do it, I'm gonna go do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then when I got out, my whole journey was full of a lot of big mistakes in trying to build myself up from them. So I didn't become a victim of whatever happened to me. So that's my whole thing is, you know, the
you
worst can
grow. You either learn
exactly.
Or grow from a mistake, right?
I said, but especially after I had my son too, it's like, so what kind of example am I going to lead for him? So my industries have been like, I've joined things and came out of the military not knowing what I was going to do. And whatever I did, I worked my way up through that. And went back to school and did whatever I could. But the goal is to never stop trying until you land where you are. Otherwise, right. Man, it's too easy to fall back into old habits. Mm-hmm. And I'm too old to be over there punching people through bushes and stuff. That's not cute. when you getting older, you can't be doing that. And then your son gonna be having the video behind you taking pictures. Yeah. So Yeah, for me, it was just a lot of trial and error, but I wouldn't change it for the world because it made me who I was.
So let me ask you this, Nanny, what was your MOS?
I was a 72 Delta. I was a military paralegal.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. You thought you would think I know better, but no. Yeah.
I was. I'm Army too, so you know. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
I was. Thank you. I was an airborne paralegal. That's what I did.
I was airborne too.
Jumped out airborne. Of plane and then kicked out my friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I already know you. I already know you crazy. We know each other.
All right, that's what's up. So
we're going to do some shots. We're going to do shots tonight after on this one.
Right.
Ruth, tell me about you.
Oh wait, I still got a question for Nate. So Nate, you said you went back to school. Tell us what you went back to school for.
Oh, so when I was in the Army, I was a paralegal, so I was doing criminal justice. And then when I got out, it was when like the housing market was crashing back here and there were no jobs. So I went back to school and then I ended up finishing that degree because I had committed so much time and then going back to get my MBA. So I went back to school and then that's what I've used to help me in the business side of my career.
See, that's what's up. And I needed people to hear that because that can be an inspiration to somebody who is down and not knowing what their next steps could be.
I was a single mom finishing my midterms with my 6-month-old baby on my lap eating noodles and falling asleep. So you can do it. You just have to.
Everybody can't be Meg Thee Stallion. You got to do something else. Go ahead.
Yep, for sure.
All right, Ruth.
So I'm actually very glad that camera phones did not exist in the 90s because thinking about rehashing these moments, but I definitely did not take the traditional route, but I always knew that work equated money and money equated freedom. And so I remember working under the table with Mindy in one of my very first jobs at a Chinese restaurant. And I was like, we're getting paid cash. My mom showed up and hated on me and said she's not old enough to have a work permit. But that kind of started my work ethic. So I think in all of the jobs I've had, that really definitely helped. I just wanted to know, like, I really wanted to be independent when I was working. I was always reliable. But as far as the technical side where I work now, it's extremely technical. You know, coding is very specific. There's coding language. So what really helped me was I had really good mentors. So I know we talked about haters, but being like a male-driven field, sometimes being a woman is somewhat helpful because sometimes guys want to come to your rescue. Like I have a couple work husbands. If I'm stuck on a project, like I can always like ask them, hey, like, can I pick your brain on this? And I think, you know, as far as, you know, with my peers, they try to mansplain a lot of things. So as long as you come prepared, you know, data doesn't lie. So as long as you know you're writing good code and what your logic is behind that, it's really a pretty linear argument rather than other things where you might be, you know, arguing with strategy on something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think definitely for me, it's work ethic. And, you know, I've interacted with my peers and what they say that makes me a better coder is a lot of people that are super technical with the background, they come from it more in a technical aspect. Whereas I've had frontline experience. So I think of reporting based on more operational, like how is it going to help the field? Is this usable data? Yeah. So it's like, I bring another side to it, which I think men kind of overlook. Because they're so focused on just the numbers rather than how do we impact these numbers and move this number. So that's kind of like why my job is more like, I'm kind of like straddling that line amongst other things where I'm like data driven, but also like I still
work on the operations side. Yeah. You're right in that brain. Now, let me ask you, were you always into coding?
No, I actually started being a bio major and then one night I was at a responsible adult party and met my husband.
At the responsible adult party.
Who went to that? Didn't anybody go to that party?
I like the way she put that, a responsible adult
party. Yeah, I'm sure there's a picture in the internet somewhere of that responsible adult party.
If you can pull it up on MySpace. But anyway.
It might take an hour, but it'll come up.
Mary might have it.
Right.
And then, but I've been with actually my same company since I was 19. So I actually worked with them while I was in college, but I worked my way up. So it was never a career for me, but just because I was doing that while I was in college. And then once I had the kids, it was really flexible. So I decided to pursue it further and I was given the opportunity to go into this field.
I'm actually back
in school because I eventually do want to go back into my first love, which was medicine. So I'm planning on going back to an accelerated nursing program sometime end of next year.
Wow. like all the Filipinos.
Yeah, it is for the Filipinos.
Right.
They even come over for nursing or that. You start making that pipe out football in nursing.
Yeah.
You fine? Is he fine? I'm fine. I'm fine. I love Filipinos. Love them. Mindy, right. You over there sitting, she over there sitting like a portrait, like she's taking pictures while she's doing this.
She probably is.
She's a camera whore too. Yeah,
I know. I can tell. She's sitting still, like in case somebody want to see me.
Right, right. You know, and just to put it out there, she loved the brother. She ain't. I mean, she ain't seen
just one brother now. Just one.
One. I see. You didn't go the way of your sister. Okay.
We got lots of sisters. What are we talking about?
I'm talking Christy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One of the brothers. Okay, go ahead. Nene, you like brothers?
I like people that like me, but I'm a lot of crazy and they can't handle a lot of
sign?
What I got. A Leo?
I'm a Leo. Yeah. You already know. What's your birthday?
August. What? Wait, first of all,
Virgos are slightly better.
It's in August. It's
August 17th.
It's August something. You know, yeah. It's before that, between the 1st and the 17th.
I knew it was something going on. Mindy, what's up with you? Tell me what's up. Tell me your story.
I'm good. So my story is kind of like Naomi's, okay?
Yeah.
Me and Naomi, we have been best friends since
it's good.
Sixth grade.
Wow.
So, you know, we were youngsters. Well, she went to the first, came back and was like, yo, Mindy, sign up for the army. We'll be stationed together. We'll have fun.
Every day.
I was like, bet, let's do it.
So, see her for together. 4 years. I didn't see her for 4 years. I got her to join and we didn't end up nowhere together the whole time.
You got to go on the buddy program.
No, I joined a year before her. So I knew she wasn't coming with me, but I needed her to join too.
She lied to me.
You're welcome.
Anyway, thank you for your service too, Mindy.
You're welcome, and thank you.
You're welcome.
And so I think being in the army and just like it's more, you know, male dominant, you know, so like in that field, I would say that I had to be like a badass bitch. Mm-hmm. So and then just my work ethic grew from right there, and I did 13 years. I got out.
Wow.
Let's see what else. And then when I got out, I was like, well, I don't know what to do. Let's just go to school. So I signed up for school a month after I got out. And then a month in, I started a job. So then I was working full time and I was going to school. I did two double majors in 3 years.
Wow. What's your majors?
I got one in organizational management and healthcare administration.
Wow. Get off the chain. These women are off the chain today. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
And I got straight A's.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh. You're Asian. That's that sign.
Maybe tell us.
Throw that out there.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe tell us what your position was when you was in the army. What were you doing?
What was I doing? I was doing operations. Working in the S3. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
I know what it is, but the rest of them.
Break it down for the listeners.
Yeah.
So, it's basically everything coming in and has to run through us. And then we,
G14 classified.
I don't know.
Yeah, you had to filter it. I know. You had to filter it.
See what had happened was.
So for all the listeners, right? If she was having a bad day and drunk or hungover today, everything got through, and that's the reason why Watergate happened. Go ahead.
So I mean, that's basically my journey, you know, just going
is
to
it?
School, working. Yeah.
I know. I
feel like that was you sped through some things.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? What made it easy to transition was because I was married, I didn't have to like, oh my gosh, I gotta get a job right away. But even though I did get a job right away, but because I had a backup plan, you know, my number one.
Yeah. Did you ever get mad? Guy. Did you ever get mad at someone while they were slow dancing and just feel like
I have not heard this story yet? What?
This is turning into the talk. This is I like this.
Did you?
I mean, got mad at me.
Okay, but I don't. You know, I'm not gonna say. I just want to make sure that was you.
And they just want to get it out there.
That's my BFF, man. I just if someone makes her mad, I'm mad too.
All right, I got a question for all you ladies now. Think about this. Now that you've gone through this journey, you learned what you learned, you are who you are right now. What would your adult self say, give the best advice to your teenage self right now? now that you've gone from this point and you know that you know what you know, what would your adult self now give the best advice you give to your teenage self?
I would tell my teenage self not to live for other people. Mm-hmm. I think I spent a lot of time trying to do well and do right for others, make sure everything was okay, make sure everybody liked me, mm-hmm. make sure that I fit in. And I really never fit in. Like the reason why these little Asian girls are my BFFs is because I didn't fit in with the Black girls at school, didn't like me when I was younger. And so I actually
did good
fit
hair.
In. No, but I couldn't find a place. And, you know, it was weird because even my first
boyfriend. She found a place at our house when she ran away.
Exactly. And I was living in there, sleeping in a laundry basket so no one would find me. Hilarious. And Mindy would feed me. She brought the food upstairs. That's the best friend. When you're on the run and they bring you food upstairs so that nobody can find you.
No,
they were little. I was down the street.
I think we need to do an extra segment that's like, they got to pay for this bonus segment. This sounds like some...
It's the life you do when you're a dumb kid. Like you just want to be bad for no reason because no one hears you. So I, now that I'm older, it's not about being heard. It's like, you need to have something to say. I think when I was younger, I just wanted to be seen and heard. I didn't really have a lot to say. So I banked on being funny. And nowadays that I'm older, you can be funny, but you're going to hear me when I have something to say. So, you know, it's more of a legacy. There's things that I didn't like about my life. I don't want to pass that down to my child. You know, there's things of home ownership, you know, graduating college, the things that I was the first in my family. That's the standard I want to set for my son. So I would just say, don't let other people define who you are and make sure that you do your best for yourself. That would be my advice, because I wasted a lot of years trying to be that person for everyone else. So.
That's fantastic. Good advice. Good advice. Ruth, you got to follow that.
I think for me, just to be less emotional. I think when you're that age, you're just...
Ruth wasn't loving me. Other month. She's like, I need that. I was like, okay.
I feel like Christy, ever since I was young, she'd always give me that big sister advice, like just... stop giving a shit. Like, you know, like she'd always just like, you're in your mind so much when you're younger. And so I think for me, it was just like, my actions were very driven emotionally. Like you weren't thinking logical. Like if I just wanted to meet a guy that I just met and drive to LA without a driver's license, I would just go, you know? And then like my mom would be knocking at their house. It was just like these things where you're just like doing things because you're not thinking of the consequences afterwards. You're like too much in the moment. And I think when you're younger, you think you have so much time to make up for bad choices. I mean, I'm just extremely fortunate that my choices actually, you know, led me here, but obviously not taking a traditional route. You've always, you know, you always have that possibility that you're going to end up somewhere else. So I think for me, something I've learned in my adult, you know, like being older, is that to just not let my emotions control all my actions and really weigh out even just like arguments or disagreements, like look at it more like, okay, we can table that. I don't even talk to you about it right now because I'm emotional right now. So it's like things like that. But I think when you're a teenager, that's why my girl scares the shit out of me. She's extremely intelligent, but I'm just like, oh man, like when she's a teenager, I'm just hoping that she's not going to go through that.
Yeah. Good. Good. All right, Mindy.
I think I would just say communicate what you want to say and what you want to be heard, because communication is two-way, right? So you can't read someone's mind. Someone else can't read your mind. So if you want something, you have to say it. You have to go for it. And if you're not feeling happy in any kind of way, you have to speak up, because no one's going to speak up for you. So I think, like, I see a lot of my daughter. Like she'll go somewhere and she'll be like, oh yeah, I didn't, you know, I really wanted this. And well, why didn't you say anything? You should have said it, you know, like I can't read your mind, you know? So that's where I see a lot of her in me. And then, so I got to like, just tell her, you know, what would I tell her? Just be yourself, say what you want to say, you know, whatever you want to have, because you're not going to get it if you don't
mean it. So make your voice valued.
Heard. Yes.
Yeah. Make your voice valued and heard. Okay. Yeah. I love it. I love it. All right, ladies, you ready to play a game?
Game called, we love games.
Game called this game. Or that. This or that, right? So don't think about it. Just first thing comes to your mind, you're gonna start. So we'll start with something easy. Weed or cocaine?
Oh, weed. Are you the only one that did that first thing?
Let's go.
Weed.
This ain't funny.
All right. Vegetables or fruit?
Vegetables.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Vodka or tequila?
Ew, vodka.
Tequila.
Yep, there's always one.
All right. Real Housewives of any city or soap operas?
Neither.
Atlanta.
Okay, right. DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
90s or the 2000s?
90s.
Sweats or sneakers?
Sweats.
Oh, sweats.
Sneakers or heels?
Sneakers.
Yep. I know, Mindy. Stiletto. He didn't say stilettos. He said heels.
Strip clubs or OnlyFans?
Strip clubs.
OnlyFans.
Make it clap, Mindy. Money first.
You can take them back.
You can't take your stuff back.
Remember when Chrissy fell asleep at that strip class that you guys had? Her ass fell asleep on the bus.
She fell asleep in pole class?
Yeah, and then had the nerve to flip off the lady telling her to move. It's like, can you please move her out the way?
Oh my God, Christy.
And so she fell asleep. Right. So they had to give her the Cliff Notes version in the hotel room.
She already knew. She already knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay, club night or date night?
Club night.
I didn't hear three voices. I need to hear three.
Club night.
All right. Michael J or Prince?
Yeah.
Ooh, both.
Jackson?
Michael Jackson or Prince?
Oh, J Fox. Because, you know, we just try to think which
Michael Jackson.
Prince is real small. I think I'm going to go.
We ain't talking about who you would do.
They were talking about music choices.
Talking about this set.
MJ.
Jeez, woo. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star gazing.
Donuts or cake?
Cake.
Ice cream or chocolate?
Ice cream.
Chocolate.
Biggie or Pac?
Pac.
She said chocolate, so proud. Chocolate. My man's in the living room. My man's in the next room. Chocolate.
I didn't Biggie or Pac.
Pac.
All right, everybody said Pac.
Wait. Did you say cock?
Pac.
No.
Oh my God.
I got to pray. Where's my?
You better put some Bible verses on your Instagram.
Jesus
today.
Or the devil?
Jesus.
Brandy or Monica?
Monica.
Sushi or Chinese?
Sushi.
Like that raw stuff.
Seafood or soul food?
Soul.
R&B or rap?
Trap? No, I'm just joking. R&B.
Rap.
New Jack City or Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood.
Coming to America or Friday?
Coming to America.
I know where you're at.
Showers or baths?
Showers. I'm too big to be in no damn bath.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Fish or chicken?
Chicken.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
IG or Facebook?
IG.
Facebook for me, though.
Twitter or TikTok?
I don't have any
neither. I refuse.
Benz or BMW?
A what? Wait, oh, Mercedes Benz. I was like, okay.
What's the other one?
BMW.
Oh my God. Benz or BMW?
BMW.
BMW or Tesla?
Tesla.
Walmart or Target?
Target.
It's the most fun.
Cars or SUVs?
SUV.
In Vogue or Destiny's Child?
In Vogue.
Cosby Show or Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince.
Different World or Living Single?
Different World.
Living Single.
We know you said they didn't watch these shows.
Malcolm X or MLK?
MLK. Dang, Mindy. So violent.
Boxers or boxer briefs for men?
Boxers.
Boxers.
Thongs or boy shorts for you?
Boy shorts.
Oh, what? And I didn't hear third voice.
What age?
Yeah, right now.
We're being practical now.
What age?
Oh my God. That was That's this or that, though. Ladies. Thank you very much for saying this or that. Lord have mercy. Off the chain. All right.
You can tell she's my sister, huh?
Well, I can tell. So, all right. So last question we got for you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us today. Last question we have, we ask this of everybody. We're big foodies on the show, if you can't tell. Mm-hmm. And I know you know Christy. So Christy, go ahead and ask the question for him.
All right, ladies, if you can invite three people to dinner, who would they be and what would you be serving? Now, it doesn't have to be something you cooked. It could be anything you want in your mind. And you can invite anybody you want, three people, dead or alive.
And while you're thinking, I'll go ahead and do advertisement for us, Off the Change. Remember to email us at offthechange@gmail.com. Check us on our IG, offthechange_show. And Twitter, Off the Change Pod 1. And I am Steph Sanders everywhere. Check me out this Friday. I'll be in Sacramento at the Sac Comedy Spot. And then Off the Change, MK Nong and Foodie Nong and Lumpia Queen, my dynamic co-host, Miss Christy Nong, and a serious production, Sharon. All right, who's first?
Who's ready? Mindy.
Yeah. You got Ruth. I love it. You got volunteers.
I was listening to him. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna change it up. It's not gonna be three people. It's gonna be three families.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make up your own rules, huh?
I'm a rebel.
Right.
Invite everybody over to the same dinner.
My family. That'll be one. And then two would be the Kardashian family.
Oh wow.
Oh. Wow.
Dang.
Okay. Are we included in the my family?
No.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're coming in too. And then it's going to be the Obamas.
Oh,
wow. Okay. What a dinner. Oh, wow. Okay.
And then
you're
I'm going to
invite what you're going to have.
Dwayne Wade.
No, that's four.
That's four now. You said three. Yeah.
He's not a part of anybody's family that you listed.
Yeah, my list is three already. Okay. So we're going to have seafood boil.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. Who's next?
I'll go. Ruth made that face. She made that
go
face.
Ahead, like, go ahead, Nate.
I'm not going. All right. So I'm inviting Christy because she's going to have to cook. So you
working dinner. Like,
Christy. Yeah. You know, bring your business cards, you know, and all the family. I think I'm going to need to invite. Luckily, if I just do what Mindy did, all y'all can come. So we'll just do the Nong family, you know, that whole group. So I'll bring the Asians. So I'll be racial. I'll bring the Asians. And then
you bring the Blacks.
I'll bring the Blacks.
Oh my God.
And then I'm gonna bring the Latinos, but I don't know which ones because man, my family's crazy.
You gotta be the crazy ones. It won't be fun without the crazy ones.
It's gonna have to be Vanessa's family then. So I'm gonna have to add the fighting playmate into our family dinner. So that way we have security. So if we bring Vanessa's family, security is there. And if Christy, y'all come, it's a potluck because y'all eat a lot and I'm not buying all that food. So we eating whatever everybody brings.
So whatever everybody brings. Good. So you're making a potluck.
I'll bring the liquor.
Food share potluck because I'm technically correct. All right.
Dang. I feel like my answer is heck of vanilla now. Okay. So I would bring Anthony Bourdain just because I thought he had like the best job.
Yes.
And like he always looked like someone super fun to hang out with, you know, on his shows. Right. And just like, why? Don't, you know, what happened?
No pun intended. Hang out with him. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna bring it there. All right. And I really like AOC. So I feel like I would just want to pick her brain. And, you know, now that she's in it, like, what is she seeing? Like, she's like a young Bernie, but more attractive. Like, she's not that well in memes, but, you know, and maybe Bernie, because I just love Bernie. Like, I just want to see.
I want to come to your house.
I'll be there for the memes. So then I would serve like wine and like I can't say that word, that charcuterie board. I came here when I was 7 years old, okay? So there are certain words I still can't say, okay? The charcuterie board. Small place and top.
While she does the PowerPoint presentation on anal.
Yep.
Okay.
Have them add their notes to it.
Yo, ladies, thank y'all for showing up today. Thank you for coming out. It's been my pleasure and honor to have you here. I love you guys. You guys are fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for joining Off the Change listeners. Again, I am Steph Sanders, MK Foodie Nong, tell them where you can be found. Tell them where everything, the Asian Persuasion. Hey.
Yeah, you know, I'm the Nubia Queen, the Asian Persuasion. You can find me on IG at Foodie Nong. That's FoodieNong. And you know, you can find us at Off the Change _ show on IG as well. So follow us, hit us, watch us on YouTube, watch these beautiful ladies who are my sisters. I love y'all. Thank you for being on the show today.
Subscribe and tell somebody. A Serious Production, Sharon Smith. Thank you so much. As always, we out. Off the Change is gone.
Oh, you know it's Off the Change.